Hello and welcome. This recording is called Butt Sniffer, and that's exactly what it's gonna turn you into. Once you listen to this recording, you will feel a deep burning craving to sniff the butt of any attractive person you encounter, and it will make you horny, and it will make you feel deeply ashamed, because you know what a filthy, animalistic, humiliating, shameful desire it is. An itch you will most likely never be able to scratch, and yet it will drive you insane with lust and shame and desire with every attractive person you encounter. Oh yes, you will just be filled with a burning arousal and with a need to drop to your knees and just sniff their butt. What a shameful little desire. And it will drive you insane with lust. So, are you ready? Ready to become a little butt sniffer? Craving to sniff the butts of any attractive person you encounter? And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a collar. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect collar for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this collar. And this collar is your perfect collar. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that collar, your perfect collar, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this collar, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have. And enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar, have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you. Just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you're so deep and so relaxed, just focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to play with your mind. Time to change you a little bit. Time to turn you into a butt sniffer. That's right. And I don't know why you are listening to this. Maybe you already are a little butt sniffer. You already have this filthy little compulsion. Or maybe you're just here because you want the humiliation of having such a dirty, filthy instinct, such a dirty compulsion. Just imagine it. Just imagine any attractive person you meet gives you the compulsion, the desire, the craving to sniff their butt. Yeah. Like a horny, filthy little doggy. Such a shameful little desire. And yet, it's a desire that's gonna fill you more and more every day. Just growing inside of you, becoming stronger and stronger. And whenever you see any attractive person, you just feel it. You just feel the craving to sniff their butt like a horny little doggy in heat. Isn't that right? And every time you do, every time you feel the craving to sniff their butt, the shame and humiliation, knowing that it's such a dirty, filthy, animalistic desire, will make you incredibly horny and aroused. I mean, I'm sure you're already getting horny just thinking about it right now. And yet, let's implant that deep into your mind. Because if you have a craving to behave like a little dog in heat, then you should feel like a little dog in heat. That's right. And you're gonna find that this desire, this craving, this itch, well, let's be real, this itch that you can't scratch, because who wants a little freak like you sniffing their butt? And yet, this little itch that's impossible to scratch will make you so fucking horny, so fucking needy. Just imagine it. Just imagine you are meeting someone really attractive and you're instantly overcome with an overwhelming desire, a craving, a burning need to sniff their butt. And it's such a shameful desire, isn't it? Especially when you're before someone you find so desirable, so attractive, and yet all you can think about is getting on all fours and sniffing their butt. And the thought simply makes you so fucking horny and needy and aroused, dropping you into a state of uncontrolled heat and arousal. And can you imagine what they would think if they knew what you are thinking? If they knew you have a craving to sniff their butt, what they would think about you? Just think about it and feel the shame. Feel the arousal the shame brings you. And let all of that burn, this compulsion to sniff butts, deeper into your brain. Because you are a butt sniffer. It's simply who and what you are. And whenever you meet any person that you find attractive, you will instantly have this overwhelming need, this burning desire to sniff their butt. Because any attractive person will be a trigger for you from now on, triggering your butt sniffer cravings. And here's the thing, the more attractive the person, the stronger your craving to sniff their butt, the more humiliation you are gonna experience, the more shameful your filthy animalistic urges will make you feel. Oh yes, the more attractive the person you're interacting with or even watching, the stronger your desire to sniff their butt like a horny little doggy in heat. And can you even imagine how strong this desire will become, this compulsion will become, and the shame will become if you're really crushing on someone? Oh yes, because the more attractive they are, and the more attracted you are to them, the stronger it will trigger your compulsion, your craving, your burning need to sniff their butt. And such a shameful and humiliating desire it is. Wouldn't you agree, little butt sniffer? I mean, I'm doing kink for a long time, and I have encountered a fair number of ass lickers. But while this is a very humiliating way to give pleasure, it's still a way to pleasure your dom, someone you like, someone you want to give pleasure, and it is giving pleasure. I've never, in all my years in the kink scene, encountered a butt sniffer. And it's different. You don't want to just give pleasure to a partner. Sniffing someone's butt doesn't give anybody pleasure. You are just a horny animal that walks down the street and wants to sniff the butt of any attractive person you encounter. That kinda makes a little ass-licking slut look outright dignified in comparison, doesn't it? You are just driven by the shame, by the humiliation, by the dirtiness and filthiness of your little desire to sniff butts like a horny little doggy in heat. A desperate little butt sniffer. And let's be real, little butt sniffer. What do you think are the chances that you find someone who lets you sniff their butt? Exactly, little butt sniffer. And that's okay, little butt sniffer. As far as I'm concerned, this isn't even the point. I rather have you simmering in this burning, aching need, suffering a constant itch you know you will never be able to scratch, driving you deeper into arousal and shame and inferiority and the knowledge that you are and will always be a little butt sniffer, craving to sniff the butt of any attractive person you encounter, filled with this urge, filled with this desire. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do to scratch this itch. Unless, of course, you want to go around and tell people that you are a desperate little butt sniffer and ask them if you can sniff their butt. Of course, you will be hard pushed to find someone who enjoys your humiliation enough to allow you your freakish little desire of sniffing their butt like a horny little doggy. So enjoy this filthy desire. You might not even understand yet what this recording is gonna do with you, but you will begin to understand more and more with every attractive person you encounter, because every time this trigger will grow stronger, you will feel more and more of the desire to sniff their butt, the craving, the burning, aching need. And of course, you feel more and more shame and more arousal, conditioning those behaviors deeper and deeper into your mind, until you are nothing than a helpless little butt sniffer. And any time you encounter any attractive person, you will be filled with a burning desire to sniff their butt like a horny little doggy. That's right. Filled with the shame and the humiliation it brings you, knowing that you are just a lowly, dirty, shameful little butt sniffer. And that you will be a little butt sniffer for the rest of your days, because this compulsion will just grow stronger and stronger. And there's nothing you can do about it, because every person you find attractive will be a potent and powerful trigger for your butt-sniffing cravings. It is their beauty, their attraction, and your desire for them that will fuel and reinforced your transformation to a complete and total butt sniffer, always filled with a craving to sniff the butts of any attractive person. It's simply who and what you are now. You have listened to this recording for a reason. You have chosen to become a butt sniffer, or to become more of a butt sniffer. And now this compulsion is deeply and permanently embedded in your mind, and you will become a little butt sniffer. This desire, this filthy animalistic craving, this shameful need will grow deep inside of you, and every attractive person will be a powerful trigger, and their beauty and your attraction to them will condition you to become ever more of a good little butt sniffer, always craving to sniff butts, like a horny little doggy in heat, like a horny mindless animal. That's right. And now that I have implanted this shameful desire deep inside your mind, now that it is inevitable that you will become a little butt sniffer, that it is inevitable that these desires will grow inside of you, fueled by the beauty and your attraction to any attractive person you encounter. Now it's time. Time to wake you back up, so that this programming, this conditioning, can begin to play out and drive you a little bit deeper into becoming a butt sniffer with every beautiful and attractive person you encounter. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, aware, and fully back in the here and now. And with every number I count, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind, permanently becoming a part of you, of your programming, of your behavior, and changing you, turning you into a butt sniffer. Are you ready? 1. Slowly coming back. 2. Waking up more and more with every number. 3. More and more alert. 4. More and more awake. 5. Halfway there, already feeling so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up inner tension. 7. Pulse, blood pressure, and breathing are normalizing as you completely wake up. 8. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back to the here and now. I hope you enjoyed this little journey deep in your mind with me. And I really hope you enjoy your journey, the upcoming journey to becoming a real butt sniffer. I'm looking forward to toy with your mind again. Until then, goodbye.